Good afternoon, everyone. It is just after 4 p.m. on Tuesday again, Tuesday the 18th. It's my dad's birthday today. Obi's been down. He came and went on the way back from work because he was working last night, and gave him a card and some birthday money. It's a very, very still afternoon, winter afternoon. I guess it is winter now. It's a bit chilly, but not really cold. It will be dark very soon. It was sunny today, but not at all warm. And it was sunny for a few hours, and then like in the afternoon it clouded over. Some of the kids at the school are just using the last bit of daylight to have some kind of ball game, like an after-school club, I presume, because it's well past their going home time. I've had a really topsy-turvy day. As I said earlier, 5:45, I was still awake. I went to sleep at, let me see, I can't remember even. It was for an hour anyway, because my phone did not stop ringing, my landline, my mobile. And then I got up and sorted some stuff out, and I stayed up because by this stage Obi was on his way home, and Rona was also on his way home from his dad's, where he'd stayed the night. And so I thought, well, I can't be asleep when that lot arrive home, so I'm up. So I actually laid down to sleep at 2 o'clock and I woke up at 3:20. That has been my topsy-turvy, very, very topsy-turvy day. Now what's going to happen tonight? I have absolutely no idea on earth. It's anybody's guess. Maybe I'll go to sleep. Sometimes that happens. It's a most odd situation with this. It's enough to try the patience of a saint, though, let me tell you. I ain't no saints, that's for sure. So, I've had a very topsy-turvy experience. It's very disorienting, actually. Extremely disorienting. Because you end up not quite realising what's day and what's night. What's day and what isn't. I'm not sure anymore. My day isn't what everybody else's day is. So therefore, I'm not quite sure where my night is either. Obi is asleep. He got home about... What time did he get home? He went to drop my dad's card off. He didn't really stay more than about 15 minutes. My mum gave him this plastic... It's really a dog bed, but someone gave it to her for her cats, and she doesn't need it, with some blankets. They're all new. The blankets are new. They've someone has knitted. So I threw my cat's bed away. They've got other places to sleep, but I threw their bed away a couple of months ago because it's... You know, it's one of these furry ones, and they're just not very sensible to put in the washing machine. You've got animals, because of the hairs, they just clog up the washing machine. So with these ones, you can actually... The hairs don't stick to these knitted blankets, really. And also, you can wash out the bed. I will scrub it out. She said it's clean, but she said it might smell of other, you know, her animals, and they might not like it. So I'm going to scrub that out. It's one of the plastic ones, like guide dogs use, but... I've never seen this one like this before. It's completely round. They normally... All those plastic beds that I've ever had like that are normally oval. It is a complete circle. And I will chuck out their old blankets, and because they're fleecy ones, and you can't really get the hairs off of them either. Even when you put them in the washing machine, you brush them, you shake them, they don't come off. But these knitted ones, they do. So I'm going to do that. I'm not really want to do it today, actually. I might do, but I'm not feeling really tired. yet, so that's why I'm going against the grain. Well, not the grain, but having caffeine at this time of day probably won't make the slightest bit of difference to my sleeping habits. Because I never have it. This is the latest. It's four-ish now. I never have it any later than that, ever. Well, I'm not saying I never have tea. Occasionally, very occasionally, I'll have a cup of tea in the evening, but I never have coffee past this time of day. Not really for the sleeping reason, just because I never want it in the evenings. You can probably hear my dishwasher. That's my Tassimo. My oven is also on. There's a pork joint in there. I'm having roast dinner tonight. With roast potatoes, red cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower and peas. Yes, Tassimo. So I'm not really properly awake again. But having said that, I didn't get straight up at 20 past three. I lay there awake for a while. But I don't keep waking up. When I fall asleep like that in the afternoon or the morning, when I'm going through this sleep pattern of not sleeping at night, I can't sleep at night. I can't relax and I just keep waking up. If I do fall asleep, which I didn't last night at all, I just keep waking up. Like something tells me, wake up, sit up, get up. And in my head, something else make me get up. So I do. Not get up as in get out of bed, but sit up. Something says, you've got to sit up, sit up, sit up. So I sit up. But that doesn't happen when I fall into my proper sleep, eventually, that doesn't happen. However, the bits of sleep I've had today haven't been really proper sleep because I couldn't have slept there any longer than I did. It's no good. I had to get up then. Today I couldn't have gone back to sleep again, so that doesn't equate to a night's sleep or even a day's sleep at all. It's really odd, it's really stupid, and all them things that one could describe it as not good at all, actually. By the time it gets to midnight, everyone else is going, oh, they're already asleep, and I'm going, oh yeah, okay, what can I do now? Oh shit, I've made caramel latte and I don't like that. Oh well, I'll drink it now. Yuck. Well, I might do. I didn't think I had any of that caramel stuff left. I don't really like it, but because I don't like sweet drinks, only cold ones. If I was to have this cold, I'd think it was lovely, but I don't like it hot. Don't ask me why. I haven't got a clue. It's okay. I suppose it's not really. The cats are in. They're not going out again, although Candice wants to go out again, but she's not going out again, not when it's getting dark. Chantel seems none the worse for her adventure, whatever happened to her. I don't really like caramel latte. Call me odd if you like. But it's drinkable, and I will not waste it. Probably Obi would drink it if he was awake, but as I say, it's not horrible. It's just because I don't like sweet coffee and tea. Oh, bloody hell. Excuse my French. I didn't even know he was there. And that's right down my ear. Literally, because he's on the back of the settee. I don't know what he can see. Or thinks he can hear. Anyway, lovely people. I'm going to go and upload this now. And I think it's next door's children coming home from school. I just heard a car door. They usually get home about 4, so that's what it is. I'll go and pull the curtains. I don't think there's anything else to report. I just thought I'd do a bit of talking to try and wake myself up. Yeah, because it's been a funny old day. It's been really weird. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon.